Hey, Master Souls, welcome to the class Desire. Today's class really does focus around a very simple question. What do you want? See, in many ways, this is the fundamental piece to everything that we do. We really want to create our businesses in the way that feels right aligned. If we really want to create our lives intentionally, then we have to know what it is that we truly desire, what lights us up, what makes us feel passionate and scared and a little bit, woo, is this too big? We need to really be in touch with what it is we want, not what other people want for us, not what we've been expected to want, not what we think we want, but what we truly, at a soul level, desire. So this exercise is very simple, but it's one that I use all of the time, and as my clients will attest, it's one I make them do all of the time as well. All you're going to do is print out that little list or open up your journal, and you're going to sit down for the time that it takes to write down 50 things that you want. Now, here are the ground rules. Don't stop until you get to 50, because something magical happens around number 35-ish, where you start to run out of ideas and suddenly the subconscious and unconscious mind have to kind of hop in and start filling in the blanks. It becomes more stream of consciousness, more source driven. Second thing is, it's amazing how little we allow ourselves to want and desire, and 50 seems indulgent and abundant, and that abundance is something that we want to bring more and more of into our life. So get all of the way, be selfish. Don't judge what you're asking for. It can be as little as a cupcake, which always makes my list, to something very large like world peace, which also always makes my list. No desire is too small or too grandiose to make it to this list, but don't judge them. 2, try to desire things and want things for yourself, not things for others. Of course, we love others. Of course, world peace is not just for ourselves, and things like that will absolutely enter into the list. But really try to remember that what you're creating needs to come from you first and then go out into the world. So whatever it is, world peace, then you also need to really understand that what you're really asking for is peace within yourself. And so make those adjustments as you go. It's okay to say, you know, I want my husband to be happy. And it is also okay to say, I want myself to be happy so that others around me become happy as well. So I'm going to ask that you pause this video right here and go on, do this list, and then come back and I'll give you the second part. All right, you guys have this really full, luscious list that just is mind-blowing with how much you can actually want in the world. All right, this is the second part of this exercise. And it's not what you want, it's what you really, really want. It's what you desire. Now, desire is something that comes up like a fire from your lower chakras and resonates through your whole body. We're looking for those things. So the first thing I want you to do is look through this list and really quickly cross things off that you don't really want, you just put in there as a placeholder. Those things are okay. And very often what will be surprising is those are the things that other people might want for you and things that you think you should want. Go ahead and just release those for now. It doesn't mean that you can't create them in the future. You just don't need them on the list right now. And just cross off and do a quick edit. Once you've done that, then the real fun begins. Because with the items that are left, I want you to go into each one and take a nice deep breath and connect with what you wrote. Feel how it feels in your body or in your mind or in your soul or what your inner voice says to it. However it is you want to connect, really deep, breathe deeply. Don't worry about the fears or the hows. We don't need those yet. Just feel how it feels to want or desire this one thing. And if it feels flat or it feels like, yeah, that's a good idea. That would be really logical. It's not what we're going for right now. And just put a little X next to it. And then feel into the next thing. And if that next thing feels hot, you feel excitement, you feel scared, you feel like, oh, this would be amazing. Whatever emotions make you feel the fire of wanting to create this somehow, and you start going, how do I do this? This is so big. This is so amazing. How could I ever create this in my life? That's a hot ticket item. Put a red heart or a red circle or circle the whole thing or indicate somehow that this is hot. Now take your time and go through the list one by one until you narrow it down to a few really hot items. When you get to those really few hot items, we're going to take one more step. Now, one last step is which of these hot items can we start taking step towards today? Because this is where your daily practice comes in. In your daily practice, when you're asking for things, when you're manifesting, when you're creating the foundational work, when you're creating the ritual, when you're asking and manifesting, and when you're connecting to have a clear, true desire of what it is that you want to create in that day, this is where it starts. By taking these things that are hot and true desires, we can take it into our daily practice and really intentionally create those things that we know we most want to be creating in our life. We're not living by someone else's desires for us. We're living on purpose on our own terms. And that's why this desire list is so critical. I personally tend to do this every 30, 60, 90 days. I do it quite frequently just to make sure I'm still in alignment with where I'm going. You could do a miniature version of this each day and maybe list 10 things that are really, really hot for you and edit it through and find the one thing that you want to do this day. Remember, when we're connecting, what we're actually doing is saying, what one thing can I do that will propel me the fastest and bring me the closest to that thing which I most desire? Even those large things, we can be taking individual little minute adjustments and little tiny Kaizen steps towards. But you gotta know what it is you're going after first to really create the life and the business that we're aiming for here. So go do this work. It's a lot of homework, and it is probably the most critical thing that you can add into your spiritual landscape, is getting in touch with those desires. So have fun, play, and don't forget, in our group, I really want to hear what it is that came up for you, what was surprising, what insights you had, and what your top desire really is right now. I'll see you on the inside. Love you. Mwah.